Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So, it's Sunday evening. It's almost 10 o'clock. I am laying in bed, and I was, being the little iPhone slut that I am, surfing the web on my phone, listening to Picante Time, which is Hispanic, Spanish-speaking radio out of New York. They're on my Facebook, too. DJ Eric, DJ Cruz, and Patrick Shannon. I haven't listened to those guys in a long time. And they have a really cool app called TuneIn app where you can... I didn't even have to download it onto my iPhone. I just clicked the play button and it played. Which was really cool. I'm tired. And my podcast went really well today, I thought. Interview with Kip Force, a reality TV star of VH1's, I forgot the name of it, Real Chance of Love or For Love. And I Love Money. And she wrote a book about the how-tos and do's and don'ts of reality TV and how to be a reality TV star. And what else? Tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow I get up bright and early, make sure everybody's up. My son has yet to pack his vehicle with all his stuff. He did, however, empty out the basement, his room, took the sofa out, left the chair. My beloved's a little disappointed because my man-child took all his stuff downstairs so he can play video games on my man-child's big-screen TV and surround sound. And the only bad thing about it is the Netflix is down there, so I'd actually have to go into my man-child's old room and watch Netflix when I so desire. And I'm hoping, I don't foresee it happening. You just never know. These things kind of creep up on people, on me anyway. I just hope I don't have some kind of emotional meltdown when we drive away, leaving him there to spend the night in his new apartment, and then he's got pretty much a week to find a job, and a week before school starts, because he starts Tuesday the 29th of May, and it's a very intense trade school, so he'll be going to school pretty much all day, and then I just keep thinking, you know, we were so worried just getting him there. And then I'm thinking, oh my God, please find a job because we're stuck paying rent. If he doesn't find a job, excuse me, and paying gas and whatever else he needs. So I'm hoping, dear God, please help him find a job. It's not a prayer, people. And that's the other thing, too, is last night the assistant pastor from the church in which I was attending made an unannounced visit wanting to know why I haven't been in church. Why my beloved goes to church, but his wife is not going. And I basically told him I am reveling in my sin. And then we had a little discussion about salvation and on repentance and unforgiven sin and how the world has changed, and he believes that, you know, the world is in its final hour kind of thing. So yeah, I'm just focusing right now on my son and tomorrow, and hopefully I just won't have a meltdown. I'll have some ice cream afterwards, I think.